ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
Today's daf is Bechoris daf Nun Aleph. The daf of the Amud here, the Gemara is coming to explain the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, everything that needs pidyon, it could be poided b'kesef or b'shove kesef, except for shkolim. Shkolim, you have to keep your machsa shekel, it needs to be dafka kesef, and it cannot be shove kesef. The Gemara adds on two more things, the shkolim. Also, Meiser Sheni, when you're playing the Meiser Sheni, you need Davka Kesef. And also, Re'oyoin, when you're coming to the Beis HaMikdash to buy your carbon Oilas Re'iya, so you need Shtei Kesef, and it has to be Davka Kesef, and it cannot be Shavah Kesef. So the Gemara then comes up to explain all of these dinim, why is it this way? For Shkolim, we bring a Mishnah in Shkolim. It says, Mitzarif in Shkolim Lador Voinois, Vimnei Masiyo Aderech. So you can Mitzarif, when you have to travel to Yerushalayim, you can make the Shkolim into bigger coins in order to minimize the amount that you're carrying in your travels. Meiser Gemara brings the Pasuk. And by Re'oyon, we bring the Brice of Rav Yosef, Shlo Yavi Sigal Azar. You have to explain these three dinim, it's going to be Machlokes Rishonim. What the site of these dinim are. Start with Rashi. Rashi says, and the Raya from Shkolim, Rashi says that only Dorvoinos, you can transfer your Shkolim into Dorvoinos, but not into other coins. Rashi explains, because it's not Tavua, because it wasn't minted as an official coin, so we're afraid that the price will change. That's what Rashi explains. So this is Dar HaGav and Pshat. Every time things change, right? If a person keeps their cash and you don't invest it in things, so if you look back in the long run, you really lost that money, because if you would have invested it, you would have made more money. The price of a bag of milk now costs more than it cost 10 years ago. So by leaving your money in cash, you also are losing out money, because everything else, there's been inflation and the price of everything has gone up and the money is the same. So why are we worried that the prices will change on the other things that you buy, which are not coins, but also the price of the coins change. Everything, the value of things is always in movement. You're going up or going down based on other things. Why is there more of a chashash about the other things changing price than the money changing price? The site is Mitzvah in Perek Hazov in Bav Metzia that halachically, we look at that money never changes value. There's a dollar, there's a shekel, there's 100 yen, there's a euro, whatever the currency in your country is, that is always halachically considered standard. And everything, the price of all objects goes up and down based upon the currency. It's called peira and tiva. The money is what the government produces, that's always halachically considered staying at the same price, and everything else goes up and down. So it's true, at the end of the day, if you don't invest your money and just leave the $100 that you had 100 years ago, you could have bought buildings with them. $100 now is not nearly as valuable as it was then. But halachically, it's always called $100. Just the price of real estate changed in the last 100 years. The price of the dollar didn't change. That's the halachic way of looking at it. So we have lots of shot here in these Shkolim. Rashi says we're choshish that the prices will change. But if you leave your money in currency, if you leave it in tiva, then it's never halachically considered that it changed. That's probably the ikar pshat in Rashi. Al kaponim is before in Rashi that the Gemara is bringing a rai here to this din is that when you're traveling, when you travel with your Shkolim, so you also have to transfer the shkolim into things which are more than shkolim, into bigger coins. But also those things need to be coins. They can't be shavei kesef. So if you transfer the shkolim into shavei kesef, then we are chayshish that it will go down in price. So lefi Rashi, the din that was said here by shkolim is a din d'rabbanan. The reason that you need to keep the money in shkolim, in coins, and not in shavei kesef, is because we're chayshish that the price will change. That's the according to Rashi. L'chayil if you Rashi, who adin a shekel itself, when a person gives a machzis a shekel, You don't really need to give a machzor shekel, a coin of a machzor shekel. You could also give apples that are worth a half of a shekel. The point really, the din d'oraisa of shkalim is to give value. There's din d'rabbanon to give it dafka in coin states and not in other states, so that the price won't change. That is the din here according to Rashi. However, Rabbeinu Gershom says not this way. Rabbeinu Gershom says, "Mimasui aderech, shtarcha alis yirushalayim melishka, taima dimimnei masui, halav ochi, ein poidin ele bekesef." Says Rabbeinu Gershom, the raya is that when, in order to travel to Yerushalayim, we allow you to transfer your shkalim into Darvinus. But if it wouldn't be for traveling, then when you give your actual machzor shekel, you need to give it dafka machzor shekel, and you cannot give it in other things besides machzor shekel. Then Rabbeinu Gershom learns that completely opposite is Rashi. Rashi learned that Darvinus is a kiyum of the din of giving kesef. That's what Rashi learned. Rabbeinu Gershom learned, no, Darvinus is not called giving kesef. And we only allow Darvinus because of your travel. But when you're giving your actual shekel, then you have to give a shekel. And you cannot give Darvinus or any other coin or any other thing in the world. You need dafka machzor shekel. So according to Rabbeinu Gershom, we're referring to the actual giving of the machzor shekel. And b'chari means that this is a din d'oraisa. Din d'oraisa, when the Torah tells a person to give, zeh yitnu, you give dafka machzor shekel. So it has to be dafka, not the value of a machzor shekel, but dafka the coin of a machzor shekel. It seems that this is also the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam, what the Mitzayin and the Mishnah is Mitzayin and the Mishnah of the Rambam that brings down our Mishnah is the first Rambam in Hilchos Shkalim. The Rambam there says, you give a machzor shekel. That's the Rambam brings down the din of our Mishnah. The Rambam doesn't make any mention of not shavah kesef. The Rambam says to give a machzor shekel. So where do you bring down the din? Elamite, Lefir Rabbeinu Gershom, that itself is the din. The din is that you give dafka a coin of a machzor shekel, not more, not less, and also not anything else that's worth a machzor shekel. You give a coin of a machzor shekel. So the chayyim to machlekes here, whether midaraisa, one is able to give things that are not coins. According to Rashi, you can give things that are not coins midaraisa. So that the chayyim comes out of here. Ma'isa, we find in Chazal that Hashem Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu matbea shel esh. Moshe Rabbeinu was miskasha about the machzor shekel. Hashem Baruch Hu showed him zayitnu. Hashem Baruch Hu showed him matbea shel esh. The Rashi it's tzoruch bir. The chayyim there's no din dafik to give a matbea. You just give the value of a machzor shekel. You have to know if that's a real raya. Kapanim l'chori, that's a machlekes here. Unless we say that even Rashi agrees midaraisa, one needs to give a coin. Rashi learned that our Gemara was saying a din noisaf, that chutz from the din that you have to give a coin midaraisa when each individual person gives his machzor shekel. But not only that, but also when the shekel is brought to Yerushalayim, it also has to be brought to Afkin coins. That is a din d'rabbanan. Once you gave your machzor shekel, every person in this city, in Be'er Sheva, gave his machzor shekel, so he's mekayim his din. Now we have another issue of how the coins get to Yerushalayim. They're too heavy. So really we could transfer them into anything. That would also be a key. And once it was given, each person gave his coin, he's mekayim the din. The travel to Yerushalayim and giving it to the Gizbar, that you could really give anything midaraisa. And then it was said, a din d'rabbanan to need nafka coins and not anything else. It could be that Rashi agrees that midaraisa one needs to give a coin dafka. That's Lagabi Shkolim. Lagabi Meisr Sheni, everyone reads that this is a din d'oraisa. Din d'oraisa of a tzar tukhesa biyotcha, you need to give dafka coins and not other things. And Rei Oyoin, so Rav Yosef says, Shol Yavi Sigol Azorah. So Rashi says that Rav Yosef is not explaining, he's just saying the din over, that you need to give dafka coins and not kesef sigim, not just silver, but that's not coins. And Rashi says that the Brice is not coming to explain, just to prove the din. Taiz asks, why do we need another Brice to prove the din? We already had the first Brice that told us this din. You need to give dafka coins and nothing else. So Taiz says that's coming to explain. The reason that you need to give dafka coins is because if you give kesef sigim, maybe it won't be worth two mice, And when you go to Yerushalayim, they won't sell you an Oilas Riyah. You won't get it. You won't get your value's worth of your Oilas Riyah with the money that you brought. So the Tzvi Taisus, this also is a Din D'Rabbanan. And the reason of the Din D'Rabbanan by Re'oyon is Shalayavi Sigol Azara. That's Taisus. The Rambam brings down the saying in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Says the Rambam, an Indio the Kesef lo yavi shaveyu. You should not bring shave kesef. If you have the other shave kesef, kamas the huvim, also lo lalas reikum bloy kesef vloy karban. The lama also shiala be other shave kesef. Why do you need dafka kesef and not shave kesef? Zeir Hashem lo yimsa limkar, Hashem yimsu amoy sigim. Maybe you won't find anything to buy. And also maybe the money will be found that it's sigim, that it's not 100% silver. It has problems in it, and therefore you should not use shavah kesef, rather kesef itself. So the kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam holds a taisus. The reason is Hashem yimsa sigim. The Chazi David over in the Tosefta Bayasin Choyres Perek Vav Halacha Dalet says the Chazi David the Rambam is giving two reasons. Number one, Hashem yimsa limkor, and also Hashem yimsu hamoyis sigim. Chazi David says the Rambam is not like Taisus. It's a little bit different than Taisus. Rambam, the halacha here says that you need dafka coins and not shavah kesef, not apples. That's one part of the halacha, not naska. There's also another part of the din that you need to bring dafka coins of kesef and not of nechushes. Shir is shtei kesef of riyah, and you need to bring dafka two silver coins. So the Chazi David says Rambam is coming to explain both of these halakim of the halacha. Firstly, Shem lo yimsa limkar is why you shouldn't bring things which are not coins. Money is over la soicher. Things which are not cash. It's objects. They're not over la soicher. You might bechlal and find anyone that wants to buy your apples and you'll be stuck. And number two, you should bring dafka kesef tsaruf. And you should not bring nechoshes or other coins. Shalom, you shouldn't have sigim. The coin should be 100% of silver, what they're supposed to be, and then everything will be glatt, and you'll be able to buy what you need to. So those are the two halakim. You'll be able to buy, number one, and number two, that it shouldn't have any problems in the coins. That's the Chazi David learns pshat in the Rambam. And in the Chazi David also, next Mahalach, it says in Rashi, it says that Rashi here, by Rei Oyen, did not say any reason. Rashi just said that Rav Yosef is coming to prove the din. But what's the reason? You don't know. You don't know why the very oyun has to be dafin kesef and not a shalak kesef. Says the Chazi David, Rashi was saying what he said earlier by shkolim. By shkolim, the problem is the price might change. Also by re'oyun, the same thing. You come to Yerushalayim with shalak kesef of shtei kesef. By the time you get to Yerushalayim, it might not be worth what it was when you left your house. And you'll be mekayim the din of shtei kesef by the karba. Meila, you need to bring dafka kesef and not shalak kesef. Says the Chazi David, that could be Rashi also, that's also the reason midaraisa, why by Meister Sheni, the Torah is makle dafka and kesef tzura, not in anything else. So that the price doesn't change? All these dinim by Re'oyon and by Shkolim, they were learned out of Meister Sheni, that was the Av, to tell us that we're makbid sometimes on kesef tzura, so that the price won't change. As we spoke about earlier, the price of money never changes. Chazi David adds in that Meister Chazar only makbid on this by Shkolim and Re'oyon, by other things like Pidyon HaBen and Hekdesh. They did not say, they were not makbid on giving dafka kesef and not shave kesef. Says the Chazi David, because these things you give from year to year, so it's more kavua, so they're more makbid about it. And therefore they let you give, therefore they made me give dafka kesef and not shave kesef. That's his explanation. I would maybe say Esher Benusachacher that by Shkolim and Re'oyon, you give the money in your city. You mafresh the money for Re'oyon in your city. And then the money goes to Yerushalayim. So it could be that the price is going to change from the time that you gave it in your city to the time it gets to Yerushalayim. And you'll have a problem. Shein gemei pidyon haben and pidyon hekdesh, the second that you're paid, it's padui. So you don't care if the price changes later on. As long as when you did it, it was chal, so there's no more. Nothing to be worried about afterwards. So maybe there we allowed it to, allowed you to use shavah kesef, and we now make it din d'rabbanan to use kesef dafka. We now come to the next Mishnah. what things you could do use your pidyon aben. Three things that you cannot use for pidyon aben. The Gemara learns out of a ribui miyud ribui that you need to have a metalot of a gufay mamain and not avodim shtaris v'karkoyes. Rebbe, however, holds that you could use avodim and karkoyes, just shtaris not, because Rebbe darshin ribui and miyut. And in Mele, according to Rebbe, only shtaris for nismayach in guf and mamain, but avodim and karkoyes, you could be poyed a pidyon aben. So the Minchas Chinuch in the midst of Shin Tzadi Beis, the pidyon aben, has an interesting ha'ara. I mean, Taitis, the meaning of Kiddushin, asks, how do we know that Shabbat Kesef is Kekesef, the Rabbi Kiddushin? First mission Kiddushin. Yishim is Kadesh, it's Bek Kesef of Shabbat Kesef. How do we know? So Taitis there learns out of the Afusa from Erechin and Pidyon Aben, as the Makar that Shabbat Kesef is Kekesef. The opinion of Taitis is that normally when the Torah says Kesef, it means Kesef Dafka. Unless there's a Reboy, Shabbat Kesef is Kekesef. Like by Pidyon Aben, Taitis says, Pidyon Aben is an example where the Torah says Kesef. And we learn that the Shabbat Kesef is Kekesef. So from there we apply it to Kiddushin. That's Taisus. However, the Ramban and the Rashi and the Ritva, over there in the beginning of Kiddushin, they argue on Taisus. And they say that we don't need a reboy for Shabbat Kesef Kekesef. It's a Svara. The Shabbat Kesef is Kekesef. You have to give money. You gave money. It's not enough to mean whether you give a coin or whether you give an apple. You gave money. The case that we find, like by Eved Ivri, but the Gemara needs a ribui, that Shabbat Kesef is Kekesef, is only because it works Baal Karchai. It works, the Eved Ivri has played himself Baal Karchai of the Adon. So there, it's not a normal transaction. A transaction, both people agree that instead of giving cash, you give an object, so fine. There's no reason why it shouldn't work. But where the transaction works, Baal Karchai of one of the people involved. So there you would think that you need Kesef Dafka. I didn't agree to take apples. I didn't agree Bechlel. So if you give Kesef, the Torah says that you have the ability to work. But Meche Tesef, it works also by Shabbat Kesef. Therefore, we need a Reboy to say, even Shabbat Kesef is Kesef. So coming now to Pidyon Aben, that's the Minchas Chinuch. According to the Ramban, and the Rashi and the Ritva, why do we need a Pasuk to be Marbe that Shabbat Kesef is Kesef? If you want to be for any Reboy and any Kalu Prat, you say that Kesef Dafka. Why should we need such a Reboy? Minasvara Shabbat Kesef is Kesef. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that it's muach from the Ramban. They hold that Pidyon Aben works bal korchay of the koyin. The father can give it bal korchay of the koyin, and it'll still be a pidyon. So because it's the kidney that works bal korchay, so meila it's like eved ivri where it works bal korchay, and that's what you need a reboy to say that shabbat kesef is kekesef. Wait, the opinion of Teis and Kiddushin Daf Ches is not this way. Teis holds that you need the das of the Kohen by Pidyon Aben. But in the Ramban, the Minchas Chinuch is Mechiach, that he holds, and no, that works by Karach of the Kohen, and that's why we need a Reboy that Shavah Kesef is Kekesef. Another point over here, and the din that you're not going to Karach for Pidyon Aben, Taitzis in the Sechat Shuis and Avdal Ben Beis asks, now we see many sugyas over here that Karach is Meshubah to Pidyon Aben. Maradach Memches earlier with the two sons that Yarshind, Hosugiba Gvias Lakuchais, and the Nichsoy Dvar Inish in an Arvin Bay, weren't many, many sugyas that you could be going to, that Karak is Meshubah to Pidyon Aben. Ask Taitzis, and if you can't be going to Karak as the Piro and Choyv, then why is Karak Meshubah? So Taitzis answers that in the Hanami, you cannot be Poyde with the Karak itself. But the Karak is still Meshubah today of the Choyv. So what does that mean practically? Practically, that means that you sell the Karka, and with the money, you do Pidyon Aben. The Kohen is not going for the Karka, because with the Karka, the Bible will not be yoyte the mitzvah of Pidyon Aben. But the Karka still has an Ereshibur, and we take the Karka and we sell it, and that's where we do Pidyon Aben. Oh. So the Marit Al-Ghazi here, in Simen Ayin Ches, Sivkatan Beis, asked the Marit Al-Ghazi that, how does this happen, Lamaisa? The Kohen goes to the Lakuchais and he says that, no, Pidyon Aben, I want to take the Karka. They say, no, why are we giving you the Karka? You can't take the Karka. So who's the one who has to be busy here with selling the Karka? And the Kohen has no right to take it. So who else? Elamai, the Lakuchais. Why do the Lekuchites become chayiv to go sell the karka, to give money to the kohen to use for bidin abet? So that says Marit Agazi that really the Aviya Ben is the one who has to do it. He has to be goyve the karka, take back the karka kilu and sell it, and then use the money for bidin abet. Marit Agazi says that once the Aviya Ben is mechuyev to do it, memela the Lekuchites that bought from him also become mechuyev. Very confusing and not so partial why it should be that case, why it should be that way. Why should they become responsible in his chiyuv mitzvah? Why is it to obligate them? Then in the Tosfos HaRosh in Kiddushin Daf Chof Testament Beis, he says a different mahalach. He says that it's the job of Bezdin to get involved. Bezdin gets involved, they take away the karka from the Lekuchais, they sell the karka, and they give the money to the Kohen for Bidin Abin. We now go to the next part of the Mishnah. Mishnah says that if the father writes to the Kohen that he's chayv l'chamisha shloim, so he has to give it to him, but his son is not padui. It's before in the Gemara that the pshat is that midaraisa, when you give the five shloim, the son is padui. But midrabanan, we said not, because gzeir shem yoyimun padui mishtar. That's before in the Gemara. But it's before clearly, it's only then, and it's only when you give the five shloim after writing the shtar, are you yoytze with that, with giving the five shloim? But until you've given the five shloim, avada writing the shtar itself, going to the kohen and writing that you're chayitzim five shloim, that does not work even midaraisa. That word is never pashut in the sugya. The rishonim and the achronim are bothered with the question of why not. Well, why is that so pashut? Why does a shtar is chayvus not work for the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen? Right, the Mavur in the Sugya in Ksubis, in the beginning of the 12th parak of Ksubis, on Nafkav Beis Amar Aleph, and a person writes to his friend, Chayiv ani l'chamone b'shtar, you make a shtar his chayivus, so you become chayiv, even though until now you are not chayiv. But one can be mechayiv himself through a shtar. So a person goes to the kohen, and he gives him something that's a shove kesef. He gives him a check, a shtar is chayvus for five shloim. So why does that not work for Bidin HaBen? So the Rashba in Kiddushin Daf Hei is Oymen on this, first one to be Oymen on this point. Why does shtar is chayvus not work for Bidin HaBen? It says the Rashba, you see a yisoid in our Mishnah. And even though you become chayiv to pay the money when you write a shtar is chayvus, but in a case when you need kinyan kesef, a shtar is chayvus does not work for kinyan kesef. Rashba describes it, mone inkan, shtar inkan. That's really what you're giving, when you want to be paid with five shloim, so you want to be paid with the five shloim that you're going to give later. The point is the kohen is getting five shloim. But at the time when you write the shtar, those five shloim are still in your bank account. Having left your pocket. So in order to make a kinyan kesef, the one who's getting the money has to actually have the money. Getting a schus in the money is not good enough. Similar to what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, money inkan, mashkoin inkan. You know, when you give a mashkoin for money, even though you could become a chayiv to give the money, but it doesn't work because you have to give the ikar money. So too, when you write a shtar is chayivus, even though you become a chayiv to pay, because the money is still by the bailim, it was not given out of his hand, out of his pocket. So the mela, that does not work for kinyan kesef. The Rashi there goes is talking about kiddushin. Rashi says the same is said about kiddushin. A person writes to an isha, a shtar is chayvus, and he gives it to her, even though now she could be given money from him, but that does not work to make a kinyan kesef. That's the side of the Rashba to explain our Mishnah. The Rashi is right to explain kiddushin, so our Mishnah lagabi pidyon haben. B'derech agav, it's before the Rashba. Pinyin HaBen works beside the dinim of Kenyan Kesef. It's not just that you have to give the Kohen mamonis, pay up a chayv, but you have to give the Kohen money to make a Kenyan Kesef. And in the Gedarim of Kenyan Kesef, it doesn't work when the money is still by the original one where it was. That's a topic in and of itself, not our topic right now, but that's before in the Rashba. So the Minchas Chinuch brings us down, the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Tzadi Beis, Mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen brings down the Rashba. And then Chasinuch says that he would say much more simple reason to explain our Mishnah, Lulei the Rashba. Says the Chasinuch, the Mishnah is like Kiddushin, when you're not chayv to the Isha anything. And now you write a Reshtaris Chayvus, so you could hear that that makes a Kiddushin. We could hear that. That would make good sense. Now she got a new schus that she did not have before it. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what's the tzad in the world that it should make pidyon aben? Anyway, even beforehand, you were chayiv to give pidyon five shlevim to pidyon aben. So now you wrote a shtar to be chayiv yourself in something that you already are chayiv in. So how in the world should that make a pidyon aben? You didn't do anything new. You didn't give the kohen any new schus, and he did not have until now. So l'chori we say in the Rashba that until now you were chayiv to give one of the kohanim, any kohen. When you write a shtar es chayivus to Reuven the kohen, so now Reuven got a new schus that he did not have. Beforehand, Reuven would lav dafka get the pidyon aben. Now you're giving it to Reuven. So that's because that new schus that Reuven got, that would be a tzad that would make pidyon aben. And that's what the Rashi needed his chiddush and money inkan shtar inkan. That's what we could think to say. However, that's not sufficient enough. Number one, I don't think that's called giving five shloim. I was anyway chayav to give five shloim. Until now, I was chayav to give one five shloim to one of a thousand koyanim. Now I chose one of those thousand. So it's very helpful for Reuven that I chose him as opposed to the other guys. But I didn't give five shloim to a kohen over here. That's number one. And more so, that l'chayra, all of these sugyas are parak, are referring to makirei kahuna. The Ritva in Kiddush Naf Chav Tes speaks this out. Says the Ritva that if we would not be talking about makirei kahuna, then there would be no schus to be going from the l'kuchayis b'chlal. How could the kohen go to the l'kuchayis and try to be going with the karaka? Even though we spoke about a minute ago that it might be the kohen himself is not goyve, bezdin is goyve, but it has to start with a tviya from somebody. If really all manas kuna, the Gemara says in Chulin, is a moment she'ein lo toive, no specific kohen has a schus. So any kohen goes to the lekuchos and he says, "Give me the five shlayim." The lekuchos say, "Get out of here." And also bezdin would not get involved. Bezdin gets involved to help a tviya with his taina that he has. But here there's no tviya. It's mamash ein loytovin. Says the Ritva that all of these sugyas, that anytime we talk about gviyam from Mishubadim, we're referring to makirei kahuna. So if we're referring to makirei kahuna over here, so anyway, I had to give this one kohen my five shloim. So what was it tzad by writing in mishtar that now he gets a new schus to be goyim with the five shloim? Anyway, he had it. What did I give him more than he had until now? So I think the pshat in the Rashba is that even if I had to give him the money until now, but until now I had to give him the money mitzad pinyon aben. Now I have to give him the money mitzad choshen mishpat. And there's a very big difference. Now I gave the kohen a schus and choshen mishpat. I wrote a mishtar es chayvus, which is a din that anyone that has this shtar in gidri choshen mishpat can be today for me the five slain. So now the kohen can be given this money beside his chus and chayshem mishpat. What's an afkamina if he's taking it mitzad chayshem mishpat, or he's taking it mitzad pidyon aben? There are common afkaminas. One thing is, much of the Gemara said earlier, if you want to mind the Amar, chomesh v'loy chatzi chomesh. If you only have half of the money, then you don't give it to him. The whole chus of the kohen is to get the whole five slain. There's no schus to get half of the five slain. That's mitzad the din of pidyon aben. That's a unique din that was said to pidyon aben. However, din choshen mishpat, all the charedim say there, had avada that a person that's chayv to his friend $100 and he can't give him 100, you can only give him 50. Avada has to give him 50. You have to give whatever you could give. If eventually you get the other 50, then you'll give him that other 50 also. If not, not. But whatever you have to give him. So now that you wrote a mishtar es chayvus, now you're chayv to medinei choshen mishpat. And he can be goyve mitzad in this choshen mishpat, which is to be goyve whatever you have. Another nafkamina is that you give him a new schus in mishubadim. With the hainu, pinyan aben, if pinyan aben is given for mishubadim, he's telling him achloikes, or the milbak suva b'teira, suva b'shtar dami, and lavkik suva b'shtar dami. Pinyan aben that is lavkik suva b'shtar dami. So he cannot be given for mishubadim. But in a shtar chayv, everyone agrees that you can't be given for mishubadim. So he gave him a schus in mishubadim. Or another nafkamina that got be mishubadim. Tais says earlier in Daf Mem Teslam and Beis, one sign in Taisvis is that if the Avi Aben gets new karka after his son is 30 days old, the Kohen is not goivet. But now that you write a Mishtar Choyv, so the Kohen could be goivet that new Shtar, that new karka, sorry. Another nafkamina is that he can be goivet karka. Pinyan Aben, the Kohen has no schus in karka. Now you wrote a Mishtar Choyv, Kohen could be goy v'karka. If he's goy v'karka, you won't be mekayim pinyan aben. But you gave the kohen his chus and karka. Kaponim means they're all nafkaminas. But the yisoid hadavar is that until now, the schus of the kohen was a schus mitadini pinyan aben. Now you gave the kohen his chus mitadini chayish nishbat. And even if theoretically, the din of pinyan aben will be batal, I don't know how it could be. But even if there was some way to be mevatal the schus of the kohen mitad pinyan aben, now you gave the kohen a schus mitzadini chayshem mishpat to be goyve the karka. So that's called that you gave him five shloim. He gave him five shloim in chayshem mishpat. So that's why the Rashi needed to say his teretz, that the reason it's not considered a pinyan aben is because you didn't actually give him the money. The money is so connected to the avi aben and it didn't leave his rishus. However, there's a third possibility of how to learn the din of our Mishnah, why it's not, why there's no kiyum yidaraisa when you're at a shtarus chayvus. Until now, we said two, which is number one, the Rashba, because the money is still connected to the Avi Aben. The second mahalach we said is the Minchas Chinuch, that you do not give the kohen any nuschus. Third mahalach is the machlokes success in the Nesivis. Success in the Nesivis argue when a person writes a shtar chayv on himself, he creates a chiyuv. Is that called davar ashagufay mamoin, or is it not called davar ashagufay mamoin? Opinion of the Nesivis is that it's called a davar ashagufay mamoin. Just like when I give the kohen a chayv that someone else owes me, a shtar, somebody else owes me the shtar. If I give that to the kohen, so that would not work for opinion aben, because it's ein gufay mamoin. The five shloim that he owes me, that's not included in the shtar. The shtar itself is worth a few cents. It's not worth a five shloim. So it too says in Nesivis, when you write a shtar on yourself, it's also called ein gufay mamon. So the Nesivis is not actually coming to explain this part of the Mishnah, but midvarav lamadnu, it's a very simple pshat of the Mishnah over here. The reason that it does not work when you write a shtar is chayvus, the reason it does not work midaraisa, is because it's called ein gufay mamon. So the Vela, there's no tzad that according to Yidarais. That's in Nesivis and Simen Samech Vav, Sifkaton Aleph. However, the Ksais there in Simen Samech Vav Aleph, and in other places in Simen Kuf Tzadik, Sifkaton Vav, and also the Ksais in Simen Kuf Chav Vav, three places the Ksais says that Ishtaris Chayvus is called Gufay Mamayin. It's different than Ishtar Chayv Da'achirim, which is called Ein Gufay Mamayin. Ashtaris Chayvus on yourself, it's called Gufay Mamon. The Ksais is not so much mazbir why that is. Simen Kuf Chavav says the most clearly. Says the Ksais that when Ashtar Chayv Da'achirim, the ikar of it is the Raya. So that's called in Gufay Mamon. When you write Ashtar on yourself, so it's not working inside the Raya, it's working inside giving a person a Schus Mamon. That's called Gufay Mamon. Those are the words of the Ksais. And after you add on a word of Hezbar to the Ksais, that, which is taken as example, it's very common here in Eretz Yisrael, is that people pay money with checks. Meaning not only that you write a check when you have to pay a bill, but if someone else wrote you a check, and the check is in your wallet, so now you give it to somebody else. Reuven wrote me a check. So now I owe money to Shimon, I pay Shimon with a check from Reuven. It's a very common practice in this country. The pshat is that when I'm giving Shimon the check that says Reuven's name on it, I'm not giving Shimon the choyv mamon that Reuven has to me. Shimon doesn't know anything about the choyv mamon. But a check is worth the money that it says in it. If the check that Reuven wrote me says 200 shekel, and now I give that check to Shimon, so there's no difference to Shimon about a bill of 200 shekel or a check of 200 shekel. They're worth the same thing. The check says that anyone that has its check can deposit it in the bank, and they'll get 200 shekel in their bank account. So that's what it's worth. The check now has a value of 200 shekel. That means that the ikur of a check, I know, a shtar choyv, is not the fact that you're going to go and be gave the money from the person. You're going to go knock on Reuven's door and say, give me the money. And Reuven will take out 200 shekel from your pocket, from his pocket, and give it to you. A check or a shtar choyv has in itself the ability to be gave in and of itself. So when you're buying it, you're buying the raya shabbat. I mean, you're buying this thing itself says that it's worth 200 shekel. So that's what you're getting. But when a person goes and he's mechayiv himself, so the ikur I'm giving you now is a schus to be giving money from me. I have to write a shtar in order to create that chiyuv. But the thing that I'm giving you is new money by me. A new chayiv, a new schus mamon. So that's called gufay mamon. When I give you a check from somebody else, that's called ein gufay mamon. I'm not giving you the money that is in Reuven's bank account. I'm giving you a check. Give you a check, which means deposit this in the bank, and you'll have 200 shekel in your bank. So that I'm giving you the raya that there is in the shtar, and that's called upper shem gufay mamon. So Akobanim, we found three mahalchim that explain the din of the Mishnah. The Rashban Kiddushin says the reason is because when you make a kinyan kesef, then you have to give the money itself. The money, the actual money that you're being kinyan with, stays by you. That does not work for kinyan kesef. The Minchas Chinuch says that the kohen had got nothing new than he had beforehand. According to the Nesivos, we said a third mahalach, that a shtar choyv is, even a shtar choyv that you write in yourself, it's called ein gufei mamon. The Rashba al-Korach did not hold like that, because the Rashba like the Ksais, that a shtar choyv on yourself is yet called gufei mamon. But we find a very big chiddush in the Taz and the Shach, and the Zin of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalad, Simen Shenei Sif Dalad, says the following. So the Shulchan Aruch, his mashma is going on the din that the b'noi einoi padui, even before you gave him, going on the ikur din, that was if you're mechayiv yourself to give money in the shtar, so that does not work for pidyon aben. The Shach says on this, Sivkot and Gimel, v'shem gzeir shem yoyim ripoidin b'shtaris. It's not from the shach that the reason it does not work by the shtar itself, even before you give the five slayim, is because of the gzeira. And if you the shach midah raisa, it works by writing the shtar itself. It's more mafurish in the Taz and Sifkat and Gimel. The Taz says the following: the min haTorah padui b'mashim echayv atzmai b'shtar l'koyin b'shila pidyon. Says the Taz, it midah raisa, it works by being mechayv yourself. People should not say poydin mishtaris. It's mafurish in the Taz that the svar of the Gemara of Gzeira is going on the reason why it does not work ayde the shtar itself. We're not talking about why it does not work when you give the five slayim, but when you give the shtar itself, it does not work midrabanon because gzeira shem yoyim poydin mishtaris. Midaraisa it does work. And all the reasons we said right now to explain why it does not work midaraisa, pita taz and clear the shach are not true. It does work midaraisa. The reason it does not work is only midrabon and mishum gzeira. That's what they hold. So the Rashban Kiddushin is before not this way. Before the Rashban holds that midaraisa does not work. The whole need in the Gemara is going on in midrabon. About that simple way to read the Gemara is also not like the taz and the shach. Whole need in the Gemara is if menoy padu like a sheyitin. He made a gzeira on that. But before you give, avad, it does not work midaraisa. So Kanira, the Taz and the Shach were not going to use the word like a sheyitin in the Gemara. They were going to say, Amar Ula Dvar Teira Binay Padwi. Midaraisa works on the shtar itself. My time, I ain't Binay Padwi. Gzeira Shem Yem Ripayin Mishtaris. There's a gzeira that it does not work. I date the shtar itself. But the shtar works in midaraisa. And then the Gemara afterwards is a new sugya. When you now go and give the money, will that work midirabbana? That's the nidai. The whole nidai in the Gemara afterwards is, does it work midirabbana? Does it work when you give the money midirabbana? So the two chalakim of the Gemara, the first chalak of the Gemara is going before giving the money. And that, Ula said, it works midiraisa. And afterwards, there's a machalik, midirabbanan. Does it work after you gave the money? But the kulei alma, it works midiraisa. However, if you're giving the word like a sheyitain, and then it's before in the Gemara, and even that it works midiraisa is only after you give. Before you give, there's no tzad that it works midiraisa. Of the Gemara brings a story that someone gave Rav Chanina five slaves for Pidyon HaBen. He kept on coming back to Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina saw that he didn't give B'leiv Shalim. He was planning on getting the money back from Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina told him that your son is not Padui. So two Lashonos in Rashi. First Lashon of Rashi is that if Rav Chanina would give the money back to him, then there would not be Pidyon HaBen. If Rav Chanina holds on to the money, then it is a kima pidyon haben. Second lashon of Rashi, it's before that even if Rav Chanina would hold on to the money and not return it, it would still not be a kima pidyon haben. So that's two drachim in Rashi. If the Bible did not give it b'leiv shalim, and the kohen now holds on to the money, was there a kima pidyon haben? The Rambam paskins like the first lashon of Rashi, that if the kohen would hold on, that it is the kima. And I'm right in Parak Yud Aleph of Bikur Malach Ches. Loyitin loyhu v'daito l'shiachzir. By the way, should not give if he has in mind that the kohen will give the money back. V'imosa kain v'hichzir loy ein b'noy padui. If the Bible has that in mind and the kohen gives the money back, then it still is not padui. Before they hate him in the Rambam, if the kohen holds on to the money, then it will be opinion on that. That's opinion of the Rambam, like the Lashon HaKam of Rashi. However, the Rashman Tshuva, Chelik Aleph, Simin Kuf Tariches, Rashi passes like the Lishna Basra of Rashi, that even if the Kohen holds on to it, the man is not Padui. So what's the story of the Machlekes here in the two Lashanas of Rashi, between the Rambam and the Rashba? Her, what we have over here is a case of a person that did not want to give Pidyon HaBen, and the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is a good belief, Shalim, and he wasn't doing that. He didn't say that he gave it matana manas lahachzir. He gave it stam, and he wanted the money back. So that's not called the giving of the money for Pidyon HaBen. And now the Kohen has five slaim of the Bailim, which was not given l'shem Pidyon HaBen, really. And the Kohen holds on to it. So the question is, does Pidyon HaBen work by korach of the Bailim? That's the Chorodi side of the Shiloh over here. So the Machane Ephraim in Hilchos Chiyum Matanas Simin Ches says that it's muhach from our sugya. Pidyon HaBen is different than other Matanas Kahuna. And even though by other Matanas Kahuna the halach is that if the Kohen grabs onto the Matanas Kahuna, it works. Takfei Kohen, ein Moitzin miyodai. And even if we pass in Moitzin, but that's only by Sovik Bechor, but by Evade Bechor, Takfei Kohen, ein Moitzin miyodai, Tisa works. Before Shin Rashi, Baba Kama Dav Samech Vav, Fisa works for Manas Kahuna. But Pidyon HaBen is different than other Manas Kahuna. And here, Fisa does not work, Bakoroch of the Bayil. Says the Machane Ephraim, the difference is, in other Manas Kahuna, it's already the Mamad Kohen. It's already clear what belongs to the Kohen. The Zoya Lechayim, the Keva, the Bukhar, all of these things, it's even before the Kohen will go and take it, this specific thing belongs to the Kohen. So Mela, the Kohen goes and takes it, he can take it. Even Matanas that you need to be mafresh, like Truma and Pidyon Petra Chamor, which say you give, it's up to the Baal of the Zud to decide which say he wants to give. But once you're mafresh, so it already belongs to the Kohen. Mela, the Kohen has the right to now go and take it. Pidyon HaBen is different. Pidyon HaBen, it's before in our Mishnah, there's a Chiv Achrayis until it gets to the hands of the Kohen. So it's not yet, it's never specified which money belongs to the Kohen. Maybe the Kohen has no schus to go take his matana. And if he takes it, connected the das of the Av, and it doesn't work. That's Yisrael of the Machane Ephraim. So this is clear, the Hezra of the Machane Ephraim is Givaldic in the second Lashon of Rashi, which is the opinion of the Rashba, that it does not work Tfisa Bichlal. Even if the Kohen holds on to it, it does not work. What's interesting to note, though, is the Machane Ephraim proves his Shita even from the first Lashon of Rashi. He says the Machane Ephraim the following. When a person gives Pitin HaBen, B'leiv Shalim, so the Kohen goes and returns it afterwards, it's fine. You are already Mekayim the Mitzvah. So in Kain, that's Machane Ephraim, in the Lashon HaKam of Rashi over here, if it's Niskayim the Pitin HaBen, Bakor Chayv Liyaf, so the Aal gave the money to Rav Chanina, and Rav Chanina was zoich in the money. So Pitin HaBen was finished. So now if Rav Chanina would give the money back, it will still be a Kiyum of Pitin HaBen. Why if Rav Chanina gives the money back, is it making that there's no Kiyum of Pitin HaBen? Pitin HaBen is already done and finished with. So why does Rav Chanina have to hold on to the money? Why can he not give it back? It'll be the first Lashon of Rashi. Elamai says to Machane Ephraim, that it's Muchach, even in the first Lashon of Rashi, it's Muchach Ma Yisoyin, that Tfiza does not work, Bal Korchai of the Av. And therefore, if the Kohen gives the money back, Av Zan Mekai Pidin Abed. Ad Kan Debrei Machane Ephraim. That is Machich from both Lashonis of Rashi over here, that Tfiza does not work, Bal Korchai of the Av, because if it would work, then the Kohen can even give the money back, and it would still be a Kiyam of Pidin Abed. However, it's not clear in Bechlal the Machane Ephraim is that why in the Lishon HaKam of Rashi, if the Kohen holds on to it, is a diakiyu. If we say that Pidyon HaBen does not work by Korach Ev Liav, so neither the Kohen is holding on to the money, but Lamaisa, it's by Korach Ev Liav. So how is that going to be a key of Pidyon HaBen? The question is not on the Machane Ephraim, the question is on the first Lishon of Rashi, Minei Ubei. That if we hold that Pidyon HaBen works by Korach Ev Liav, then even if you give it back, there should be a kiyum. And if Pidyon HaBen does not work by Korach Ev Liav, then even if Av holds on to it, it should not be a kiyum. Why here is there a nafkamina if he gives the money back or not? That's sort of clear. Not clear the Machane Ephraim learned. The Marit Al-Ghazi in Siman Pei Beis, he argued on the Machane Ephraim. He holds that Pidyon HaBen is like other manas kahuna, and it works even Shalemi Das Habayla. However, says the Marit Al-Ghazi, Rav Chanina wasn't a Rasha. Rav Chanina only had in mind to take the money if the Baalim wanted to give it to him. If the Av never wanted to give it to him, so then he didn't want to be Zeich in it. So Meila says, hey, if he gives the money back, so he's never Zeich in the money. He lechatzchila didn't want to take the money. And now he's giving the money back. He only took the money originally for Pidyon HaBen. Now it's this God of the Father didn't mean Pidyon HaBen. So if he gives him back, so Pidyon never happened. But if Rav Chanina wants to, if he wants to that the mitzvah should happen, he has the ability now to take the money, to hold on to the money, l'shem Pidyon HaBen. And if he's taking the money for Pidyon HaBen. And that's the Pshat Milush of the Kaam of Rashi, that here, it works if you hold on to the money. Normally, you could give the money back when there's a key of Pidyon HaBen, you could give the money back. Here, Rav Chanina has to be zeich in the money in order to make the Pidyon HaBen happen. That's the Mahalach of the Marit Al-Ghazi. That's a right, his Mahalach, Kenegah the Machane Ephraim, that Pidyon HaBen is like other Manitz Kuna, which works even Shaloi Midas Sabayla. That's the Lishon HaKam of Rashi. But the Lishon HaBasra of Rashi is the Chor Yelik the Machane Ephraim. The Shabbat of Rashi says that even if Rav Chanina holds on to it, there's still no kiyum. So explains the Marit Al-Ghazi that no. Even here, Rav Chanina, if he wants to, could hold on to the money and be zeich in the money like other manas kuna. But Pidyon HaBen won't happen. Here, there's a difference between Pidyon HaBen and other manas kuna. And other manas kuna, as long as you're zeich in the mominess of the matana, says that's a kiyum of the din of manas kuna. I shouldn't get a Pidyon HaBen, neither in the Achronim, but we're here in the Marat HaGazi, that Pidyon HaBen, it's not only giving moment to the Kohen, but rather you also have to create a Chalois Pidyon. We saw in the Rashba earlier that you need Kinyan Kesef to work for Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen isn't only Priyas Choyv Bialma, like the Lashon of the Gron Shulchan Aruch. Rather, there's something else happening at Pidyon HaBen. There's a Chalois Pidyon happening. So here, even if Rav Chanina would hold on to the money, and he has the right to hold on to it, to be zeichem mitzad the mamonis, but it won't create the chalos pidyon. Because the Av didn't want to do it. You need the agreement of the Av in order to create the chalos pidyon. So that's why we need, that's why the second lashon of Rashi, even if Rav Chanina would hold out to the money, it would not work to create the pidyon, even though it would give him a schus of the money. So those are the two drachim we have in the sugya. One is the Machan Ephraim, that was mechir from our sugya. One is the Machan Ephraim, that was mechir from our sugya, that pidyon, haben, it does not work by korach shalav. It's different than other manas kuhuna, because it's not mistuyam what the schus of the kohen is. And the Marit Lagazi argues, says, no, fakert, it's before in our sugya that pidyon haben does work by korach shalav. Before the Lashon HaKam of Rashi, Marit Lagazi says that even the second Lashon of Rashi does not argue on this. For the Guf HaDin, whether pidyon haben works by korach shalav, in Av Miluim in Timin Mem Gimel of Katan Aleph, he's machiach like the Marit Lagazi, that it works by korach of the Av, from the fact that you can be gaiven from the Lekuchas. Every gviya from the Lekuchas works that they don't want to give, the Av doesn't want to give, and you still have the right, the Kohen has the right to go be goyve. Says the Av Miluim, it's Muchach, and it works by Korachai of the Av. Min Chasun Chamitzah Shin Tzadi Beis is this topic, but the Av Miluim holds that it does work by Korachai of the Av. In the Chasam Sofer, in Yerideus, in Reish Tzadik, it's before that it's telling the Nidun of Mitzah Tzrichas Kavanah, or Ain Tzrichas Kavanah. And it'll be a soid, it's before that it should work. But if mitzvah ain't shri, but if mitzvah shricha is kavana, so the Av will not do the kind of mitzvah. And Rabbi Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud, before Lehedin Rabbi Kiveger, and it does not work about korach shalav. Kiveger says that if someone else gives the money for the father, so it's still not a key mitzvah beside the father, until the father goes to the kohen and he tells him that I want to be paid to my son. But on top of the father is not masking the chlal, then there's no kiyum of the mitzvah of pidyon haben. Akumar Gdele Achreinim banned on this question whether pidyon haben works by korach shalav. And we have Machlekes Machan Ephraim and the Marit Lagazi had to learn our sugya. Each one of them is Mechich from our sugya to one of the directions. We now come to the sugya of Chiyuv Achrayis. More learns out of a pasuk that there's a Chiyuv Achrayis until the money gets to the hands of the kohen, even if the father is mafresh the money, he's still chayv in achrayis until he makes sure the money gets into the hands of the kohen, and only then he's yetzei his chiyuv. So I want to talk about two points here: is one, what should we have thought before the pasuk, and number two, what is learned out of the pasuk. So before that, without the pasuk, we would think that it's good enough with hafrasha itself. Person puts five slime on the side, and he says, "This is for pidyon haben." He would think that with that, he's yetzei his mitzvah. And this is not so pashut, because the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Sheri Shir Beis, says that the only time that there's an inyan in Afrasha, that Afrasha and Baimanus Kuna does something, is only on things that have an Isser Tevel, like Trumas and Maestris. So in those things, And because you're accomplishing something, I did that frasha, you're being matir, the kri, you're being matir, the tvua, so then that frasha is a key in and of itself. I'm not really talking about mitzvahs there. And do we count that frasha and the nesina as two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? So the man says, it depends. In things where there's an iser tevel, so then that frasha is a key in and of itself, so then it's its own mitzvah. That's one mitzvah, and the Nesina is a separate mitzvah. But things like Reish Sagiz, Zerei L'chaim, and Keva, V'keva, and other manas kahuna, where the Afrasha is not matir any tevel, so then it's all one mitzvah to give it to the kohen. And before the Ramban, that Afrasha doesn't do anything unless it's being matir and Isser tevel. And we find this L'maisa in Taisim Baba Kamad of Samech Vav. Taisim says about Reish Sagiz, when you're mafresh the gaze, even though it's not clear what's going to be the gaze, it's up to the Baal to decide what to give to the Kohen. But nothing is accomplished in that frasha in and of itself. The only thing that makes the frasha, the gaze into Mamad Kohen, is by giving it to the Kohen. hefrosh of the gaze does not accomplish anything in the gaze. So now, that's all very nice. Now let's come back to us. We learn out of a pasuk to say that by pidyon haben, that hefrosh does not make it mamon kayin. Rather, you need to give it to the kayin. Why do we need such a pasuk? What would we have thought differently? Pidyon haben, there's no tevel. Nothing is accomplished at eidah hefrosha. The whole mitzvah is to give to the kohen. So until you actually give it to his hands, so you didn't do anything. Why would we have thought that pidyon haben is different than reish sageiz and other manas kohuna, where nothing is accomplished at eidah hefrosha itself? So it's a chare ruchach from this question. He said in pidyon haben, now my yisrael, we already say this, he said, there's a big tumult about this, that pidyon haben is not just manas kohuna. We mentioned this earlier in the shiur already. The lashon of the Gran Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shenei Sefyur is that pidyon haben is einay ela priyas b'chayiv b'yalma. You're only paying money back to the kohen. But there come arayas to not this way, that pidyon haben is an accomplishment in and of itself. You're being paid to the ben had kedusha beforehand, or the ben was k'ilu shaykh to the kohen. Lashon of the Rambam is hefer mitzvahs. Kilu the ben is berushus hakoyin, and you need to be paid to the ben back from the koyin, even though we don't find any nafkamina from this. The person is not paid to his son, so the koyin does not own the son. There's no actual practical nafkaminas in oilam ha'maisa between before pidyon haben and after pidyon haben in the kedusha of the son. Where that there's no iser to be nene from a child that did not have pidyon haben, and it doesn't belong to the kohen, but there is in other olamos there is some kedusha that there is on the ben, and that becomes that leaves the pidyon haben. So the pidyon haben is accomplishing something in and of itself, even besides actual giving money to the kohen. So therefore, we would think that by pidyon haben, Just by being mafresh the money, so you created this chalois pidyon in the ben. We mentioned earlier in this year from the Rashba that there's a kinyan kesef that happens and a pidyon haben. So you would think that with all of that, that's enough with the afrosh itself. And therefore everything is accomplished in that. You don't need to give it to the kohen. Now it's the moment kohen. And the kohen go knock on your door and say, where's that money that already became mine? Because the pidyon itself accomplished something. If the whole point of the mitzvah is to give it to the kohen, then the schus of the kohen only starts when it gets to his hand. But if there's an accomplishment beforehand, so by truma, it gets rid of the shem tevel. But here, it's mechalel, the kedusha of the ben. So there's an accomplishment in the pidyon itself. So now you did something. So you were yoytze your mitzvah, and now it's the money of the kohen. The kohen has the right to go knock on the door and ask for his money. That's all what you would have thought without the pasuk. But now comes the pasuk to say, and no, that there's a chiyuv achrayus ad sheyagi liyad kohen. So now yesh lachkar. What was his chiddush in the pasuk? Was the pasuk saying that we made a big mistake? Nothing is accomplished when you mafresh the money. There is avad pidyon haben, it does do some chalois to kinyan kesef, but that doesn't happen when you mafresh the money. You mafresh the money, it does nothing. The whole mitzvah of pidyon haben, all of that happens when you give the money to the kohen. Until you give the money to the kohen, then the chalois pidyon does not happen. Is that what the pasuk tells me? Or the pasuk says, no, really you're right. Being mafresh the money makes the chalois pidyon in the son. And now the son is padui, he no longer has any rishus kohen on him, he no longer has any kiddush on him. All that happens, the afrosh of the pidyon haben. But there's something else. To actually make the money to mamon kohen, and for you to be mekayim your mitzvah, that only happens when you give it to the kohen. Even though the chalois pidyon happens earlier, but the moment kohen and the completion of your mitzvah only happens when the money is actually handed over to the kohen. There's a chiyuv achrayus. You have a chiyuv to make sure, chiyuv of responsibility, that even though you've done a pinyan right now, but you're still responsible for the money until it gets to the kohen. And therefore, if the money gets lost beforehand, you were not yet mekayim your mitzvah. And you need to be mafresh another 5 shloim and give to the kohen in order to mekayim your mitzvah, because there's a chiyuv of achrayis until then. So the Maariv al-Gazi, earlier in the parak, on Daf Mem Zayin, it's Ois Samech Zayin in the Maariv al-Gazi, he says that this is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos earlier. And so you have Ben Cholol. It says here that a kohen has a son who's a cholol, and the cholol be'etzim needs pidyon haben. A kohen does not need pidyon haben, but a cholol needs pidyon haben. And now the kohen dies before he's paid to his son. So according to Rashi and the Rush, what happens now if the kohen dies lachar lamin is that you mafresh the money, and then it goes to the son himself. The son has mafresh the money, and goes to the son himself. Before in Rashi and the Rush, and he said the din like what was that by the father. The father, when his son turned 30 days, was supposed to be mafresh the money, and then keep it for himself. That's the opinion of Rashi and the Rush. Taisa, however, argues. Taisa says, no. If you don't give the money to the kohen, then there's no din to be mafresh it. And therefore, over there, where there's no chiyuv in the netzina, because the father is a kohen, and he's not chayav to give it to another kohen. Or when the father dies, and the son yarshins him, the Gemara says there that the kohenina, because gavra, the way matzali, lishtauya dina bade, and coming in the place of a kohen, who had also had no chiyuv in the netzina. Akupanim by a kohen, that has no chiyuv in the netzina, so there's also no inyan in that frasha. The whole inyan in that frasha is to make a nesina. That's the machlokes Rashi and Taisus over there. Says the Maariv al-Gazi, the machlokes is how to learn what was said in the Chiyuv HaChrayis. Taisus holds though that what was neschadish in the Chiyuv HaChrayis, that the whole mitzvah of pidyon haben is to give money over to the kohen. That is the mitzvah. Like Reish Sageiz and the Gzeirah L'Chayim V'Keiva, the whole mitzvah is in the nesina liyad kohen. So Mamela, in a case where you're not going to give it over to the kohen, because you yourself are a kohen, or your father was a kohen, in this case where there's not going to be any nesina to the kohen, so there's also no inyan in the hafrasha, because the whole din of the hafrasha is in order that there should be a nesina. That's the opinion of Tesis. Rashi and the Rush, however, argue. They say that the chiyuv v'achrayis is a new chiyuv. Beside your mekayim, the pidyon, ayidei, the afrasha in and of itself. According to Rashi and the Rush. Just as a new mitzvah to give it to the kohen. That's not enough. The afrasha is not enough. You still have to hand it over to the kohen. Mela, in a case where there's no din to give over to the kohen, beside the mominus, you get to keep it because you yourself are a kohen. So you don't have to do the nesina. But why does that patter you from the afrasha? You could still be mekayim that chilek of the mitzvah. Nothing's stopping you to do that. Be mafresh and keep the money for yourself. Why not? That's the opinion of Rashi and the Rush. Because they let the din of achrayis was as chadish as a din noisaf, as an extra din. It's a new chiv of responsibility. But ikar opinion was neskayim ayneid afrasha. So that you could do. That the Maariv al-Gazi very geshmak that this chakira and our sugya is machlokes earlier in the parak between Rashi and Tesis. The Maariv al-Gazi goes one step further, just to mention, which is obviously the next logical step. Says Maariv al-Gazi, what happens? What do you do by a savik pidyon haben? The Mishnah says that you don't have to give it to a kohen. Savik pidyon haben. But you need to be mafresh and keep the money to yourself. Maariv al-Gazi says, it's totally the machlokes Rashi and Taisus. The Fi Taisus, obviously not. The Fi Taisus, the whole mitzvah, is to give to the kohen. When you're not going to give to the kohen, so why are you being mafresh? That frash is just for the nesina. If you're patron the nesina, there's no inyan in that frash. However, according to Rashi and the Rush, that there's a kiyum in that frash in and of itself, that's what creates the pidyon. And the nesina is a separate mitzvah. So, if he's Ivrayim, says the Maariv al-Gazi, even by Sufik, by Savik Yirmichu, what patters you from the din of the pigeon, from the chalais in the midst of the pigeon? Savik Dereis Elachumra. Just something Mamun Lekula. So you have to be Mafrish Vula Atzmai. It's like we have in the first parak, by Savik Petra Petra Chamor. Not only that, it's Asher Bahana. So then it's like you're Mafrish, and you keep it for yourself. What the Mayapri Savik Pidin Aden, according to Rashi in the Rush, you have to be Mafrish, and keep the money for yourself. Very Gishmak, that's what the Marat Agazi. Marat Agazi himself, though, asks, it's connected to Marin Chulin. Marin Chulin Kufla Medalad, it's Charim Muchach, not this way. But Savik Pidin Aden, you're not Mafrish the money, Bechlel. And that's a Nakuda which obviously needs work, if you Rashi and the Rush. If they hold that there is a keem in that frasha, then why by a suffix do you not need to be mafresh at all? That's needs a lot of work and explanation. In kan hamok, it's aruchim. So mentioned that we mentioned earlier in the shir from the Machan Ephraim. Machan Ephraim says that tfisa does not work by pidyon aben. But tfisa b'korach of the av does not work by pidyon aben. Says the Machan Ephraim, the reason is because it's never mesuyim. Which are the chamei shloim? And even if the father was mafresh five shloim, says the Machan Ephraim, that didn't do anything. You could change your mind. You could give different money. So it's never defined what money that belongs to the kohen until the kohen actually gets it from the father. The meila tfisa does not work about korach shalav. So if you see the Machan Ephraim about this chakira, the Machan Ephraim held and nothing happens until it gets to the kohen. The five shloim did not do a pidyon. They didn't define this money as being the mammon of the kohen. And Mele holds that tfisa doesn't work. Like according to what we said in Rashi and the Rush, that the money was set aside to be the money of pidyon aben. Just I have a chiyuv to give this money over to the kohen. So until I give it to his hand, I'm mekayim my mitzvah. One last point for today. It's this figure of Meis HaBen. Meis HaBen, before in the Mishnah, that there's still a chiyuv to give the chamesh shleim to the kohen. Marlon's out of Psukim, from Erechin, and from Karban. So the obvious question here is, why do we need a yafusa b'chlal? Why do we need a limud from a pasuk to say that you're chayiv? I have a pidyon aben, there's a shibud nechosim. We've seen in the previous sugyas, in Daf Mem Ches, Daf Mem Tes, where there's a shibud nechosim, a pidyon aben. So the hainu, when a person is chayiv pidyon aben, and then the father dies, so if he leaves over nechassim, so the kohen can be goyve from his nechassim. So why should Meis HaBen be any different? All right, once the nechassim of the father are chayiv, so now even though the son dies, and if we would start now, there wouldn't be a chiyuv, but once he became a chiyuv, it could just be goyve the chiyuv moment that there is. And even more so, the Gemara brings a raya from Karban and from Erechin. I mean, the reason that the person is chayiv in those cases when he dies, the reason that he's chayiv is because of shibud nechassim. Either shibud de'araisa, or milva ksuva b'teira ksuva b'shtar damya. So the same reason that we have to be chayiv by Erechin or Karban, that reason applies equally to pidyon aben. There's a shibud nechassim. So why do we need to come into a yalfusa to learn out this din? Very, very basic, simple question. So what's l'chayr muchach and pashin and svara? Is that the previous cases of shibud nechassim are when the father dies or the father is not paying the chiyuv, but the ben is still around. The chiyuv and the mitzvah is to be paid to the ben. So it's shayach a pidyon right now because the ben is here. Mashein kein, here the ben died, so if the son dies, there's no more mitzvah bechlal. Whole mitzvah is a pidyon haben. If there's no ben, there's no mitzvah. Just like it's mavur in the end of the first perek. The mitzvah of pidyon petra chamor. You don't give the chamor, rather you give a seh. But if the chamor dies before you repay it, so there's no more mitzvah to give a seh. The whole mitzvah is only to give, to be paid to the chamor. When there's no chamor, there's no mitzvah. So too, you think about pidyon aben, that the mitzvah is to be paid to the ben, when there's no ben anymore, so there's no more mitzvah. That's why we need a pasuk to tell me that you're chayiv. So now, Yesh Lachkor, what does the pasuk say? What was the schadish in this pasuk at the chiyuv of pidyon aben even after the son dies? So Baruch Ber in Berakas Shmuel in Kiddushim Siman Yurchetz, it's already Emir and the Chakira. Is the pshat that it's learned out that the mitzvah stays forever. Even though if the son would have died before 30 days, there would not be a chayv in a mitzvah. But now that the son got to 30 days, so now the father became mechuyav in the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is always there. It's always mechuyav in the mitzvah. The mitzvah doesn't change. Or no, says Rabbi Baruch Ber, the olam, the mitzvah is no longer around. You're not mechuyav in the mitzvah because there's no more ben to be paid there. But what? Yeah, but the shibud nechasim states. The chiyuv mamon of the mitzvah, that always stays. But the mitzvah itself is gone, but the chiyuv mamon stays. That's Rabbi Baruch Ber's chakir. So what's the nafkamin of the chakira? So the simple nafkamin would be, is there a bracha or not? If the vart is that the mitzvah is still here, still when you do the pidyon aven, you make a bracha. Because you're still being mekayim in the mitzvah. But if there's no longer any mitzvah, rather all there is a shibud nechasim, so then we should not make a bracha. That'd be a very simple nafkamina. So if that would be the nafkamina, then we have a clear right to the chakira. Taisus Anuman Aleph in the Mishnah. Taisus has a suffix whether you make a shechiyonu or not when the son dies. Because shechiyonu comes for a simcha of the mitzvah. But after the son died, there's not so much simcha in this mitzvah anymore. So Taisus is mistapik whether one should make a shechiyonu or not. That seems clear to Taisus, and that's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That if you make the bracha of Al Pidin HaBen, just only the nizan is l'gabi the shechiyonu. So it's clear, if you're making a bracha, there's clearly a mitzvah. So where's the chakira b'chlal? So Rav Baruch Ber says that's not a raya. Explains Rav Baruch Ber, because ein dicho yeitzel brachas. Once a person became a chuyev and making the bracha, birkas hamitzvahs at least, so that chuyev bracha doesn't change. Very interesting shikah there in Baruch Ber about birkas hamitzvahs. I ain't sure I'm going to get into it right now. But that's the yisod that he wants to say, that once a person became a chuyev in the bracha, then that chuyev stays lo'ilo. That's the dichoyev of Baruch Ber to say there's no raya from here. So what's yed and afkamina? Says Baruch Ber the following. What happens if before the son gets to 30 days old, the father becomes a shaita? He's a shaita. He's not chayav in mitzvahs. And then the son dies. And then the father snaps out of it. Now he's a healthy person. He's no longer a shaita. Is he mechuyav to pay the son? When the son turned 30 days, the father was not a baruch yuva. Says Baruch Ber, if the chiyuv is, once the son turns 30 days, every day he's mechayiv the father to pay him, whether he's alive or dead. So then even though the father when was not a bardas, when the son turned 30 days, but that's irrelevant, as long as, whenever later down the line, the father becomes a bardas, so just like if his son would be alive at a year old, so that would be mechayiv the father to pay him, so also now that his son is no longer alive, but the chiyuv of pidyon haben always stays. The mitzvah is always there. The mitzvah is constantly mischadish in mechayiv the father to be paid to his son. That's if you say that the mitzvah always stays. But if we say no, and lo'olam, once the son dies, there's no longer a mitzvah. Just the shiva nechasim that happened at the 30th day, that stays lo'olam. So here in this case, the father will be putter. Because when the son turned 30 days old, the father was a shaita. So there never was created a chiyuv mitzvah on him, because he's not a bardas. Then the son died. So even though now the father is a bardas, and he could be vayde his son, but there's no longer a mitzvah. The mitzvah is only a chayv in a time that he was putter for mitzvahs. Mainly he stays putter lo'ilo. That's enough kamina, Baruch Ber. There's another, a similar enough kamina. But that's this enough kamina is enough to bring out the two tzadim here in this chakira. So Baruch Ber Lemaisa is machriya that the mitzvah no longer stays. There's no longer a mitzvah after the 30th day. The son is not mechay the father to be paid in. It's just mishat mitzad the shibun nechasim. What's his raya to this? Baruch Ber says, since we learn out the chiyuv of mesa by mesa ben, we learn it out from the chiyuv karbon achar miso. He says to Baruch Ber there, all it is a chiyuv yarshim. of how to sign that the mitzvah is still around. Meila, what in my opinion, I've been the same way. Those are the words of Rav Baruch Ber. I can't say I understand them so well. It's Ma'od Yitachin to say that over there also. It's the chi of carbon stays even lachar misa. Are there rise to that? But these are the words of Rav Baruch Ber. That if you learn that from the chi of yarshim by carbon, then it's makarcha that the mitzvah is not there. Just the shibah nechasim stays. At the end, Rav Baruch Ber brings a riot to this mahalach from the sheet and daf yibesim and beis. The sheet of them is asked the question: why is pidyon aven different than pidyon petar chamor? Pidyon petar chamor, when the chamor dies, there's no more mitzvah. Shaken by pidyon aven, when the son dies, there is a mitzvah. So the sheet answers that pidyon aven is a chiyuv moment. Shaken pidyon petar chamor is not a chiyuv moment. Haraya, if you don't want to do pidyon, you can do arifa. Those are the words of the Shita. So can you hear the Shita come and say this vart? That pidyon petar chamor, all it is a din of mitzvah. So when the chamor dies, it's no longer a mitzvah. Shaking pidyon aven has an aspect of a chayv moment. So even after the ben dies, and the mitzvah is no longer there, but the chayv moment stays around. That's quite clear, like Rav Baruch Ber, that the oilam, there is no mitzvah, and all there is a shibah nechasim. And as we add on, Rav Baruch Ber said that you could still make a bracha, because once you b'chuyiv in a bracha, that doesn't change. Ad kan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.